Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. New from mega best-selling author Angie Sage, the gripping and darkly humorous tale for young readers, Maximilian Fly, a human with cockroach features whose quiet life is upended when he aids two human children in their escape from an oppressive governing power. A masterful story brimming with suspense, plot twist, and of course, her amazing world building. Angie achieved global success with her hugely popular Septimus Heap series. The 7-book fantasy series about a young boy with extraordinary magical powers topped the best-selling charts and has been translated into over 30 languages. Also the author of the popular Tidehunter Moon series, Angie was born in London, loved to get lost in a book as a child. Her father was a publisher and encouraged her writing and illustrating. Lives in the West Country, which she says has a mysterious atmosphere that creeps into everything she writes. Angie Sage, author of Maximilian Fly, now available wherever books are sold, and our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Angie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to the release of this book, which is, as I say, now available. Talk about Maximilian Fly. I love this character that you've created. Tell us a little bit about Maximilian.
Well, I love Maximilian, too. And he's one of these characters that just arrived in my mind one day. And what I love, actually, is that the cover of the book captured exactly the image I had of him standing on a rooftop, a little bit lost, looking down and watching what was going on. And, well, really, he is human, but he doesn't quite look it. There's a lot of cockroach about Maximilian. And in his world, in the bubble that he and the whole city is trapped in, he's not the only person that looks like that. And these humans who look in that way are treated differently. But we get to know Maximilian, and we get to just see what his life's been like up until now. And then suddenly, when he opens the door to two human-looking children who look like you and me, who they call wingless, then his life just goes on a roller coaster of change. And it was really interesting to write.
And will be interesting to read. Everybody is waiting for this, the long-anticipated Maximilian Fly from our guest on the program, Angie Sage. As always, you talk about some very important topics that you weave into the story. What are some of the themes that you address in Maximilian Fly?
Well, it's a lot of it is about not judging people on how they look, and that extends to all kinds of the ways that, you know, we look.
Yes.
But judging them on their actions and who they are as well. And not splitting people up into different groups and labeling them, which I think there's quite a lot of that going on at the moment. It's just about our shared humanity, you know, that we are all human. And I wanted to get that across, that's what is really important. And also, as ever, I discover whenever I write a book, it's about family. And I always find myself drawn back to that. And Maximilian, he thinks he's alone, and he is alone at the beginning. He's horribly alone. But as we go through the book, he begins to realize that he's not. And I won't give anything away, but that when I was writing it, I was just delighted to find that, you know, Maximilian wasn't going to end up alone. So, I mean, I think those are my two main themes, is not judging people, not compartmentalizing
right.
people, and also that, you know, family is what's important, and it doesn't have to be blood relatives either.
You know, it's interesting
people who we love.
The way your books touch people. On your website, you have a note there from a young lady who said she started reading your books when she was in the fourth or fifth grade. She said when she was going through rough times and unable to accept herself, she connected with Marcia, one of your main characters, and said, I loved her character from the beginning, and it made it easier to accept who I am. So more than entertaining, you really changed this young girl's life talk about the power of books and how you feel when you read a message like that, that she was not only entertained, this really was life-changing for her.
Yes, I really sort of tear up when I get messages like that. And she's one of my most powerful messages, but I have had quite a lot like that. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm amazed and really thrilled that the characters work in that at that level, that they are real. I mean, they're real to me.
Yes.
And that they can produce that sort of powerfulness. And I think it's the thing about building a world, and I've noticed that readers who have had really tough times, they want somewhere to escape to that they can feel safe. And you know, do exciting things as well, but they want that feeling of belonging somewhere else. And I think Septimus did that, and I'm hoping Max does that. I'm pretty sure it will, because, again, it's somewhere you can just be and be part of. But to get messages like that is really, I was going to say it makes everything worthwhile. I mean, everything...
Yes.
It really is quite something.
You know, a couple minutes left here. It's interesting. You've talked about characters, and you really need to get to know the characters like friends, and that will guide you on your way in writing the story and writing a successful story. Talk about the importance of liking your characters. Is that what makes these books so vibrant? Basically, from beginning to end, you don't lose interest halfway through. You follow them all the way through. Is a key to that likability for the characters in the minds of the author?
Yes, I think it is. In fact, I'm sure it is, because then you really, really care about what happens to even if, you know, a lot of characters that I write are quite flawed. And I do like, in the end, to redeem them as much as I can.
Yes.
There's sometimes one or two that just won't let you do that. But I think it is the fact that people can really relate to a character. And what I like is that readers often relate to a big, wide variety of characters, not just the main few, you know, quite a few minor characters as well. So for me, I write about people, whether they're cockroaches or half cat, half human or whatever. And it's just that feeling that you're with people that you care about. And so you care what happens to them all the way through.
You know, Angie, I got about 30 seconds left here. Do you start with an extensive outline, or do you, as these characters evolve in your mind, do you sort of follow where they're taking you?
I start with a very vague outline indeed, and the characters run the show.
Fascinating.
And they do. And I have to listen to them, and they don't always listen to me. They do what they want. And I think, you know, that's what makes it feel real.
Angie Sage, our guest on the program, the fantasy adventure book for young readers, Maximilian Fly, now available wherever books are sold. Angie, thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.